And now, Rabbi Smith.
One said, someone who's not Makir Toiv, I wouldn't say it's a kasha on him. I would say he's Ogefrekt. I was thinking today how to define the word Ogefrekt, an English word. I couldn't place it. But one thing I do know, that's something I never ever want to be. When I was asked to speak this evening, I was most hesitant at first. I felt uncomfortable standing on the Bima when my illustrious Rebbeim stood and continuing to speak at Meir Esrim. I felt unworthy to address an Eidah Kedosha of this kind. But then I realized, for me to say no, I would be Ogefrekt. Over 30 years ago, I entered this yeshiva Gedayla V'Kedosha. And for the past 30 plus years, it was first the yeshiva, then it was the mesifta, then it was the besmedrish, and then it was the crown of the yeshiva, the Kayil Nachas David, that I could call my second home. My wife sometimes tells me it's my first home. I don't know exactly, but that's what she considered it. And I often wondered, when will I begin? Just merely begin to show my appreciation for this Makom Kadosh, the Makom that I could say literally, Haraya Oisi Me'oidi Ad Hayayim Hazeh. Mosai Eser Gama Noichi Leveisi has been on my mind for so many years. What I received from this yeshiva, anything, everything that a Ben Torah ever expect to get. When will I be Makir Toiv? When will I begin to show my gratitude for the Bayish and Megadol and Toir V'Yira in a most magnificent way? No. I don't think it's possible for me to ever repay the yeshiva what it has done for me. But I guess that's why Chazal referred to the concept as Hakaras HaToiv. Recognize, and they don't use the word Hashlamas HaToiv. Chazal understood no one could ever repay a debt, and certainly a debt that one owes to the yeshiva. So let my Paiskin Bichvayt Hachsanya, let it be much more than just the mere Paiskin Bichvayt Hachsanya. Let it be at least a Hakaras HaToiv, a recognition of all what the yeshiva has done for me. And I'm sure I speak on behalf of every single one here when I give my humble brachas to the yeshiva HaKadosha, to the revered Rosh HaYeshiva, the Hanhala, the Rabbeim, and all the countless individuals who give of their life to assure the continued success of our yeshiva Gedayla V'Kadosha. And we hope that much bracha v'atzlacha b'chol masi yadeyim ad bi'ez goyel amen v'yamein. I'd like to share with you a question that has often bothered me. And I assure you, the more you think about this question, the more it would puzzle you. It's a question I believe that we have to think about often, but particularly this evening, as we go into the Yemei, the 9 days, I think it's the most timely question, and it's certainly the Avodas Hayoyim for Yidden as they enter this most tragic period that I believe we can't afford to live without. It's a one word question, albeit with different meanings. Eicha. How can we understand? How are we to begin to explain all that is happening to us in Galus Tavshin Samach? Allow me to explain, please, what I mean. The Medrash in Eicha on the Pasuk of Bila Hashem V'loi Chamol, the Pasuk that captures the very essence of Churban, the horrible Churban, the vivid description that Hashem Kvayachal destroyed without pity, the Medrash comments something that really needs explanation. Rabbi Yochanan took the Medrash, Havidarish Shitin Apin the Bila Hashem V'loi Chamol. Rabbi Yochanan had 60 explanations to that pasuk that really defines the essence of the Churban. Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh the Tana, Havidarish Estern V'arba Anpin. Rebbe, the great Tana who lived many generations before, he had a mere 24 explanations. Strange, isn't it? Rebbe was certainly great as Rabbi Yochanan was, but Rebbe was Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Why should it be that Rabbi Yochanan had more explanations? Rebbe was closer to the Churban. Rebbe felt much more keenly the pain, the loss, the vacuum that the Churban created. And apparently the Medrash is bothered by this obvious point. And the Medrash continues. The leader Rabbi Yochanan Yafi al Rebbe. Don't think that Rabbi Yochanan was greater than Rebbe. El Rebbe, al Yidei Sheisamach leChurban Habayis. Rebbe was closer in history. He had less explanations to Bila Hashem v'loi Chamol. Mystifying, isn't it? But what's the answer? Wasn't that the question that Rebbe was earlier? What is the Medrash answering? I'd like to tell you a story, a true story, incidentally. It's certainly one of the many stories that I could think about, you could think about, but I believe it gives us an insight into understanding this very troubling Medrash. I knew a Yid. He lived in the pre-war Europe. And one day I saw he looked terribly despondent. So I asked him, Rab Leib, how you doing? You don't look good today. He goes, what do you mean I don't look good today? Do you know I went yesterday to Bar Mitzvah, not far from the city, and nobody was wearing a yarmulke? So I wanted to say, Rab Leib, welcome to America. But I decided to take a more optimistic approach. Rab Leib, do you mean to tell me not one person was wearing a yarmulke? So he said, yeah. One person, incidentally, was the rabbi. I asked him, so why aren't you a little more positive? He says, what do you mean positive? It's bad enough you have a lady rabbi, but a lady rabbi should wear a yarmulke? Believe me, Rabbi, we shouldn't laugh when we hear this story. We should be crying. Crying about Elban HaTorah, crying about Yeridus HaDorais, crying about the horrible, horrible Chil Hashem that prevails in most cities around the world. We should cry out in pain, Taira, Taira, Chigmi Sak. That's where we're holding a lady rabbi wearing a yarmulke. And look around wherever you see. That's the feeling you get. Taira, Taira, Chigmi Sak. 90%, over 90% of our brothers and sisters don't know what an Aleph is and don't want to know what an Aleph is. We should be crying, Eicha, Eicha, how have we fallen so low? Look at Kvayt HaTorah. And believe me, when Yirmiyah cried 2,000 years ago, Eicha, he never dreamt, he never imagined that this is where we'd be holding in Tavshin Samach. Reform, conservative Jewry, what they have done, the Churban that they have done to Klal Yisrael. Jews for Jay, I'm sorry to say this in the Beis Medrash, but this is the Eicha of Tavshin Samach. When Yirmiyah cried, Ru'uim Yashmachoyv Kemachoyvi, he had no idea what Klayus will be in for. And again, pardon me for this. It hurts to say it, but it's more painful not to say it. If there could be a congregation, I dare not call it a shul, that the exclusive membership consists of those that their lifestyle is a Tayeva, shouldn't we be crying day and night, Eicha, Eicha? When Yirmiyah said, Al Eilon Yivachia, Eini, Eini, Yor Demoyim. If he would have seen, if he would have envisioned this, we were holding. Gevald, Gevald, how would he cry? How would he cry, Eicha? The Gemara in Saita tells us, and how accurate this is today, we see, Miyayim Shechor Beis HaMikdash, B'chol Yayim V'yayim, Merubah Kilafi Al Chaveray. Does that need explanation? Does this prophecy need proof? Wherever you go, it's one big Eicha that we see today. But you know what hurts me worst of all? And I'm sure it hurts you as well. There was a time that we spoke about Tzaris of Klal Yisrael as a Tzaris outside of our community. We felt comfortable in saying that our community is an island of tranquility amidst the storm. It's the other cities, it's out of town, it's Eretz Yisrael. But today, in Tavshin Samach, can anybody here say that? Can anybody say that we are safe? The problem of Chinuch HaBanim, that it's destroying and eating away at the neshama of Klal Yisrael. Is it uncommon that in one family there's a child that's growing Maila Moila in Torah and Yiddishkeit, and in the same family there's a child that's going into the Memtes, Sharei Tumah? Is it uncommon that a family sings called Mekadesh Shavi Shabbos, and on the corner is one of their own sons, a neshama, Rachmana Litzlam, one of the hundreds of neshamas that are parchais ba'aveh, literally? Is our community safe? Are our children safe? Are we safe? And we could go on, but it's too painful. It hurts too much. But the Eicha that we see, the new expressions, the new manifestations of Eicha are so painful it's even hard to speak about. When the Gemara in Chagiga touches the pasuk, incidentally the second parik where Yirmiyah cries Eicha, and the first pasuk, what his pain is, Hishlach Mishamayim Aretz. And the Gemara says, Mi'igra Ram, from the highest mountain, from the highest point, Labira Amikta. That is a four-word description of Churban, of the Eicha 2,000 years ago. From the highest point, we sunk in such a low, such a horrible, horrifying pit. But you know something? Today, the Bira Amikta gets deeper and deeper. When we see Rachmana Litzlan, our own children are being lowered into the Bira Amikta. Eicha, Eicha is all we could see, all we could think. And then I realized, the Golus never ended. The Churban never ended. The Eicha never ended. Hishlich Mishamayim Aretz never ended. The Bila Hashem V'lo Chamo, that never ended. It just becomes more painful and more apparent, and it strikes closer to home. Problem Shleishorim Aveseinu. That's the Bira Amik that it seems to be never ending. And that's the Chol Yoyim Kolosim Rubish Mishal Chaveray. That seems to be never ending. And then I thought, that's the pshat in the Medrash. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was closer to the Beis HaMikdash. He still felt the warmth. He still felt the glimmer, the glow of the Beis HaMikdash. He saw less expressions. He was not aware of so many manifestations of Bila Hashem V'lei Chamo. He only had 24 expressions of it. But Rabbi Yochanan, generations later, and hundreds of Tzibrachan Ahertzah later, and hundreds of Yudit Tzaris later, his pain, his understanding of Bila Hashem was so much more complex and so much more all-encompassing. That's why Rabbi Yochanan had more explanations, because he saw the never-ending Golus expanding and including so many new expressions of Bila Hashem V'lei Chamo. My Rebbe Rabbi say, how many explanations do we have today of Bila Hashem V'lei Chamo? How many explanations, how many times in our own communities we hear stories and we say Eicha? A Goyish doctor from Sloan Kettah Hospital told me once, you Jews have to do some soul searching, because the proportion of religious Jews that are stricken by the Yena Machla, there's no way to explain it medically. You Jews ought to do some soul searching. How about that, Eicha? How about that, Bila Hashem B'lei Chamol? Doctors are starting to call it a Jewish disease. People often ask, how should I cry? How should I be Misabo Yerushalayim? It's such a past history. I can't begin to relate to it. How should I cry when I hear the Valkyria saying, Eicha? I never saw Beis HaMikdash, I never had it, I don't miss it, I can't envision it. What does that mean, Misabo Yerushalayim? You know what I think the answer is? If we can't cry about Eicha of Yirmiyah's time, let us wail and wail about the Eicha of Tavshin Samach. If we can't cry about the Bila Hashem B'lei Chamol, that's past history. How about the Bila Hashem, that's current history? But my rabbi is saying, Baruch Hashem, Haidu Hashem Ki Toiv. There's another meaning. There's another question that we could ask Eicha. And this one is a brighter side of this otherwise gloomy picture. A very positive, a very encouraging, a very uplifting question that we have to ask ourselves of Eicha. Think about the following question. And I am certain, if you give it thought, you will see this is a question that B'derech HaTeva, nobody could answer. Was there ever a dar since Churban HaBayis, in the long 2,000 years Eicha that we have endured, was there ever a generation that was so gebenched, that has Baruch Hashem, everything begashmias, beruchnias? Was there ever a generation that has such remarkable, unlimited ability for growth? Was there ever a generation that has seen the phenomenal, phenomenal growth of yeshivas, of koilim, beis yaakov, moizdei chesed, the yevshel of fartam kirabim heim? Was there ever a generation that has seen balibatim, working people, not just being koveya itim atayra, but steiging in learning? Was there ever a generation that tens of thousands of Yidden around the globe make a Siyam HaShas every 7.5 years? Was there ever a generation that there's so much learning going on in the morning, in the afternoon, at night, in cars, on the Long Island Railroad? Did you ever stop and ask yourself, Eicha? How do we explain this? How are we to explain this? We dare not say Ach Shadara. But how, what can we attribute this remarkable, beautiful, glorious Eicha? But V'al Kulam. What I believe is the Pierre, the Rabbeinu Shlaim's crown in the 2,000 years, Bila Hashem V'lei Chamol. And that is the remarkable growth of Balei Tshuva. And I say Balei Tshuva with the greatest, greatest respect. Actually, as Rav Shimon Schwab once said, calling them Balei Tshuva is a misnomer. A Baal Tshuva is one that sinned and repented. They never sinned. Tinaikish in Israel. He preferred to call them as tzaddikim. Was there ever a generation that has seen tens of thousands of tzaddikim, literally me'ar b'kanfei ta'aretz, that have changed a lifestyle that was totally void of any davar ruchni, and today they are consumed with one thought, v'shavta ad Hashem aleikecha? Was there ever a generation in history that throughout the country, wherever you travel, you see literally imi ani dechacha b'ktzei hashamayim misham yikabetcha? I heard from my rebbeim who lived in the pre-war Europe, that concept of Baal Tshuva was unheard of. Achas Hoysa, there was one Baal Tshuva in Europe. And today,
today, tens of thousands of people have changed their lifestyles, habits, everything. Did you ever stop and think, Eicha? How can we explain this? But you know what makes this question so much more puzzling? Think about where this remarkable growth of Balei Tshuva is taking place, where this remarkable growth of Torah and Yiddishkeit, where, what is the haven of this remarkable growth? America. The Treifa America, that was so rightfully called the Treifa America, that even the Tshteina, even the stones were treif. When a child set sail from Europe to America, parents had shiva. They lost a child. Eretz Eicheles Yoishveha was an accurate description of what America did to a Yiddish neshama. Did somebody ever dream 60, 70 years ago that this is the way America would look like in Tavshin Samach? Yeshivas koilim throughout the world? Certainly, certainly the most glorious period of Liman HaTorah. I heard from an Adria who heard from Telzer HaShashiva. The Telzer HaShashiva once went into a swarm store, one of the prominent swarm stores, probably the only one as well, in the early 1940s. And he wanted a Tzai Sachayshin. So the proprietor said, Tzai Sachayshin? I think we're out of it. Oh, wait a minute. He runs, gets a chair and a ladder, he climbs up, he takes down a tzai full of dust, he blows it off, and he says, Telzer HaShashiva, Mazel Tov, you bought the last tzai HaChayshin that's going to be sold in America. 60 years ago. That was the reality. That was the ruach that was in this tray for America a mere 60 years ago. And today, look what's going on. Eicha, how could this be? And particularly after we were nearly annihilated, the yeshivas were destroyed in Europe. Who ever dreamt that this is the way we would look? But you know what's even more puzzling? How do these two eichas coexist almost side by side? In the same community, in the same shul, and often in the same family. The two expressions of Eicha in the same family, Shemei Shemaim. How do we explain this? I believe there's only one plausible explanation. There's a word from the Vilna Goyen, a word that was said close to 300 years ago. Whenever I think about it, it sends a shudder down my spine. A word that is so encouraging, so reassuring, so uplifting, and it's so instructive for us in the Golos of Tavshin Samach. The Goyen said that every 1,000 years in the history is represented by a chumash of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, beginning with the year 1000. That represents Bereishis. Bereishis is the chart, is the point where we see the 1,000 years. And Shemois is 2,000, and Vayikra is 3,000, by Midas 4,000. The sixth millennium that we are in now, the sixth Jewish millennium, is represented by the Chumash Devarim. More so, adds the Goyen, there are 10 parshiyos in Devarim. Each parsha represents 100 years in the Elef HaShishi, in the sixth millennium. In other words, Devarim is the year 5,000. V'Ashkanan begins in 5,100. Ekev, Re'eh. The rest is frightening. It's exciting and it's frightening. Because if you make a cheshvin, Parshas Nitzavim begins in the year 5,700. About that. Take out a chumash. Look in Parshas Nitzavim and you will see an accurate description in what happened in Tavshin 1940. You see the lichtige the eigen that the Goyen had. It's just amazing. In Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah first describes the unimaginable destruction that Klai Yisrael will be faced with. V'hevdilei Hashem l'ra, Gofres v'melech Sreifa Kalarza, Europe was literally burnt almost. Horrors that even the Goyim can't imagine, can't understand. V'yomer kol ha'goyim ama'asa Hashem kacha. Isn't that an accurate description of what happened in 1940? We were expelled from Europe. But then, there's a clearing. Then the clouds of war disappear, and the sun begins to shine. Because in the very next pasuk, the pasuk describes the new era. One of the most glorious chapters in the history of Klai Yisrael in our long 2,000-year Eicha, the era of Rechamecha, where the Eibishter will show us never-ending Rachmanis and love and compassion. And then begins the golden era of the Shafta Ad Hashem Aleikecha. Look around. Look around and you see wherever you go eloquent testimonies. After uvanecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, the door of v'shafta ad Hashem aleikecha. But wait a moment. Then the Torah says something that I saw mefarshim question. It's impossible to understand. Ki a mitzvah hazoi, the Torah describes a mitzvah, loy neflesi, it's not impossible, loy rechoika, it's not difficult, loy bashamayim, it's not in heaven, loy me'ev hayam, it's not overseas. But this mitzvah, this mysterious mitzvah that the Torah doesn't identify, ki korav alecha hadava ma'oid, beficha uvilvavcha lasoisai. Which mitzvah? Which mitzvah can be so easy, so attainable, so accessible? So you look in the Ramban and many other Rishonim. The mitzvah of tshuva. Was there ever a door that we could understand the simple meaning of this pasuk? Ki karav alech adav amoid. Was there ever a door that we saw, like the pasuk describes, im yeni dacha b'kse ha'shemayim misham yikabetcha? That's the bracha. That's the bracha of living in this Dor Achrayim. And why that is really irrelevant. But I did see a number of the contemporary Gedolim, Rav Dessler Zecharno Livracha, V'Chatzki Levenstein Zecharno Livracha, explain it. Because this is the way it has to be in the Dor Avikus of the Mashiach. If people are busy running for their lives, if people are busy spending 16 hours a day ala michi v'ala kalkola, that's hardly conducive to finally achieve v'chol banayach limudei Hashem. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo promised a nes b'soich nes, there will be a time ki karav alecha adava ma'oid, and use it, take advantage of it, make your life goal of hikayin likras elekecha Yisrael. And this, I believe, is the explanation why we see this most glorious, this most magnificent Eicha. But there's one more point. Probably the most, for us, the most informative and the most instructive. Because after the Torah describes this most glorious picture, how appealing and how accessible it is, Kikarav Alecha, the Torah makes a statement, a number of psukim, that are seemingly totally out of context, that are incongruous with the pasuk preceding this one. Re'ei, the Torah gives us stern warnings. Nosati lefanecha hayoyim es hachayim ves hatoiv, es hamoves ves hara, and if you will do the ra, abe ta'avdun, terrible einchim. And then the Torah again repeats, hachayim v'hamoves nosati lefanecha, habrecha v'haklola uv'charta b'chayim. Strange.
isn't it?
Here, we're living in the times of the Shaftar Hashem Alekecha. Where, wherever you go, you get a chizik and tikarav alecha dava ma'ayid. We live in the era of the Shaftar Hashem Alekecha. Do we have to have these warnings? Do we have to be told about the Ra and the Mavet? If it's so inviting, it's so appealing to Chaim, why the need for these warnings? But unfortunately, the answer's simple. Just open your eyes. Open your eyes and see how many of our own children, lida, have chosen the other choice. Because kach hi darkish al oilam hazeh. There always has to be a bechira. There always has to be an equal balance. And if the toiv and if the chayim is so appealing, so the mavet and the ra has to also be equally tempting. Because ultimately, it has to always be our bechira. It's not in spite of, but it's because that the toiv and the chayim is so attainable. The mothers and the ra have to be so appealing. Because ultimately, uvacharta b'chayim is a Jew's mission on this world. It has to be your own choice. And for those that have chosen the chayim and the toiv, look around. You see the glorious eicha that we see. But lighter for those that haven't. We see an unprecedented eicha that tears every heart. And this, I believe, is the explanation why these two eichas can coexist side by side. Because long ago the Eibush said, this is the way it's going to be. I give you everything in a silver platter, but yet I must implore you, uvacharta b'chayim, not to become another victim of Ayishman, Yeshurun, Vayivat. Not to allow our greatest bracha to become our greatest klala. Not to allow our kirv geula to further perpetuate our galus. And not to allow our greatest advantage to become our greatest disadvantage. We have a Kabbalah, ish mi pi ish, that when they came to Reb Chaim Volozhiner and they told him, did you hear, in America they signed the Declaration of Independence. He said something that at the time made no sense. And he said, America, that zain, the letzte stanzia for Torah in Golis. America will be the last station for Torah in Golis. At the time, there was probably not even a minion in America. But then he added, and he began to cry, and he wept uncontrollably. Obis v'zayin asach karbonis. There will be many casualties. Why? Because it's this balance. It's this choice, it's this conscious choice that we must make. Will we use our bracha or will we abuse our bracha? The Mesillas Yesharim in Perek Beis writes that the Yetzer Hara's most effective, most destructive force is what Pali HaRosha used. Tichbad HaAvoida. Keep people busy. Don't give them a moment to think, to reflect. Where am I going? What am I doing? Keep them busy and you have them. I once met a friend. We hadn't seen each other for many years. So I decided to exchange notes. How you doing? And he says, you know, many years ago my first child was born. I remember thinking, it was a girl, what I wouldn't do for that child. Here I am, privileged, my own child. What I wouldn't do for her. And you know what I think about now, years later? I don't have time for my children. And that is the Eicha of Tavshin Samach that probably was unheard of in history. Was there ever a generation that were too busy for their children? You didn't work 16 hours a day, but realize, I'm Aleinu with Elu Habonim. And today, we have a syndrome, the Tichbad HaVoida, compounded by the Vayarbis of Loisam, that we got complacent, we accepted it all, and we don't have time for children. We have to have speeches and workshops, spend time with children, quality time, quantity time. Rebbein Adama, did we ever have to hear someone telling us, spend time with your own children? And this is certainly see this most painful, the newest Eicha. Because we, unfortunately, have abused our bracha. Chazal tell us that the letters Eicha, the word Eicha, are also the letters of the word Ayeka. Because when a person sees an Eicha, he has to also ask himself, Ayeka, where am I? How am I responding to the Eicha? We look around and we see this most glorious Eicha, the growth of Torah and mitzvahs. At the same time, we have to question ourselves, Ayeka, where am I? Am I responding to the Eicha? Am I taking part? But also, when we see this horrible, horrible Eicha that surrounds us, when we see new expressions of Bila Hashem Veleichamo, we also have to ask ourselves, Ayeka, what am I doing? How am I responding? How am I getting involved about this tragic Eicha? Because today more than ever, and I heard this from the revered Rosh Hashiva so many times, anybody who does anything for Avodas Hashem is bound to be Matzliach. And I believe the understanding in his words are, because this is the door that the air is permeated with Kikar of Eilecha Hadav Ma'oid. This is the era of Ishafta Hashem Aleikecha. And all you have to do is inhale the air. So much potential. Think about the wonderful institutions, the wonderful organizations that are doing for Yiddishkeit. Each one are growing in unimaginable. It's just they never dreamt they would see such hatzlacha. Because this, long ago, the Rabbanei Shloim promised us, Kinder Torah, there's going to be a time, Kikar v'lecha adav ma'oid. But use it. The Chiddush Arim once asked, one of the high points, one of the emotional parts of the davening on the Yom Narayim is in the Sana Taikif. And particularly when we say, one point, a person invariably is brought to tears, Adam yisoydei me'afa v'soyfe la'afa. And that usually evokes some feeling, some heart, some gevein. The Chiddush Arim once questioned, what's the tragedy? Why are we crying? If it's Adam, you soyfei from gold, and soyfei la'afa, that's a tragedy. But if the person originates from afa, and he returns to afa, we didn't lose. What's the gevein? Why are we crying? So the Chiddush Arim answered, you know what the tragedy is? You know what's so heart-rending? Because it's true, Adam, you say they may offer, but you could have been Saifei gold. It could have been a glorious, glorious Saif. And that's the tragedy, and that's the gevein. We didn't take advantage. We didn't take advantage of our stay in Olam Hazeh. And I tell you, there's never been a generation that has so much potential. So much potential to be the sci-fi gold like our door. But you know what we see instead? Pardon me for saying this. Sci-fi la'afa of our own children, laid to rest because of the machla that's destroying them. They were laid to rest, but we dare not lay to rest. Because this is our mission. Our mission is to transform the painful Eicha into the glorious Eicha. The Rashiva often says, the gestedin v'cheshbin vas medav gebin is like meleben am nacheshbin. From time to time we should ask ourselves, are we living mit nacheshbin in this kufa of ishafta d'Hashem aleikecha? But then there's the old problem. A person thinks, can I really change? Can I really make changes in my life? Can I really start going to the Daf Yomi? Can I really start spending more time with my children? Can I really spend more money saving a Yiddish neshama? That today there are organizations that give you the calculations that with such and such money you could save a Yiddish neshama. I don't think I would insult anybody if I would say I think we all have room for slight improvement. But then a person thinks, I'm only human. You can't teach an old me new tricks. Can I really change? I don't know how I would answer that question many years ago. But today in Tavshin Samach, I could tell you emphatically, yes, 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 you can change. We could all change. You know, I once heard a story that to me was the most effective, the most powerful Musa Shmooz that I ever heard. It was only two words. Two words. But if you internalize the message, I think you will realize that we all could change. Someone came to the Ger Rebbe, and the Ger Rebbe asked him, where do you learn? So he said, I learn in Er Sameach, which is primarily for Balei Tshuva, but I'm not a Baal Tshuva. So the Rebbe, who is famous for his short, witty remarks, asked him, Favos nicht? Why aren't you Baal Tshuva? And think about those two words. Think about those two words, and they will help you grow and grow and grow. You know, I have a particular enjoyment of speaking to Balei Tshuva, Tzaddikim, because each one invariably is a remarkable tale of self-sacrifice, of Mesiras Nefesh, of giving it all up. And I'm sure I'm not telling you any secret that I tell you some have given up brilliant careers, professions, some have actually given up spouses, children, parents, have become the ridicule of friends. And each one, invariably, is a tale of superhuman courage, strength. They have gone mibira mikta leigrarum. They have changed habits of a lifetime. People that for 50 years lived void of any davar ruchni, Meshukka in every taivas olam hazeh. And today, I believe they are the crown of the Rabbanei Shlomo's galus, of the long bitter galus. And then I think to myself, can't you add a few minutes to your seder? Can't you give a little more tzedakah? So I immediately rationalize. Change is hard. Rabbi Shlomo Svante said, changing one meter is more difficult than finishing shas. And then I asked myself, Favos nicht, why can't you change? Look around, tens of thousands of people have changed, have gone, mibira amikta leigrarum, have given everything up. They changed, and we can't change. We can't add more time to say they were too busy. They gave up careers and professions. We can't throw out of our house what we know doesn't belong in our house in the Mikdash Mat, because we have habits. They change a lifetime of habits. And we can't change. Favos nicht, why can't we change? Look around the door of the Shabbat of Hashem Olekecha, the Mesiras Nefesh that permeates the... Not long ago, we all experienced one of the most beautiful moments, one of the beautiful days of Golus. There was one girl, one neshama, that was lost in the woods in Connecticut. And our community, or better yet, our communities, sprang into action, showed remarkable strength, determination, achdus. Some took off from work, some spent money, some stayed home davening. It was a community project to save a neshama we never met. And we so rightfully deserve that the Avis looked down and said, Yisrael HaShibichah Esfoyer, look what's going on, look at the Eden that I created. And even the Goyim Lahavdil exclaimed and wondered, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aret, who is this girl? Do you know who she is? Is she some famous personality? Oh, neshama, who thought twice? How many people ran and put on boots looking in the woods for one neshama? And then I think to myself, in our own neighborhood, in our own shuls, in our these corners, and sometimes in our own family, there are neshamis that have become neshamis parchais ba'avir, literally. And we can't do anything about it. We can't make changes. Today it's easier. Today we have the avtacha of the shavta ad Hashem alechekecha atu banecha. Are we doing enough? Are we doing enough with this cancer that's destroying our whole neshama? The Rashi has often said that in generations past, the challenge that Yidden were faced with, how much do you love Hashem? Is it true we are half the es Hashem alechekecha b'chol nafshecha avil noitles nafshecha? Whether it was the gas chambers, the pogroms, the inquisitions, the crusades, Yidden was faced with that difficult challenge. And Yidden were equal to the challenge. Only were Yidden equal to the challenge to give their lives to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But today, he says, is a different challenge. Much more simple, but much more challenging, because it's so subtle. Today, the Nisoyen is we have to ask Hashem alekecha b'chol ma'idecha b'chol nemoincha. How many times I heard this from him. With money we could buy Yiddish and Neshamis. Are we doing enough? Are we doing enough, whether it's here, whether it's Israel, whether it's the children from Russia? We could buy, just think about that, we could buy Yiddish and Neshamis. And I had to make an appeal, and I once said the following marshal. We know in history that there were times the Germans were desperate for money, and they made an offer. Send us X amount of dollars and we'll send you a trainload of Yiddish people. And unfortunately, the American people were not always equal to that challenge. And instead, the Jews went to the gas chambers. And it makes our blood boil. It makes our blood boil. For a few dollars, you should sell the shirt off your back to save a neshama. But today, we have the same nisayon, the same situation. We could save neshamas, save Yiddish neshamas, and it works. Are we equal to the challenge? Do we see it? Do we see b'chol ma'idecha is the mission of Yidden and Tavshin Samach? And if we think we can't do it, let us think of us nisht. We're people that can marshal remarkable strength. But unfortunately, by Yarbis of Loisam, the complacent attitude, that's the way it is, that's the way it's going to be. That's the Eitzahara's most effective strategy. Not long ago, we said that's not the way it's going to be, and we saved one neshama. One final thought. I'd like to read for you a letter that if I hadn't told you who wrote the letter and when the letter was written, you would be certain the letter was written in Tavshin Samach. The letter was written by the Chafetz Chaim in Kislev Tafrei Sadik 70 years ago. He writes about a parsha that to him was so hard to understand. Koshili Tuva. In the end of Parshas Vayera, we find the dialogue between Avram and Sarah and the Ribbono Shel Olam. When Avram was told the wonderful news that he would have a child, so the pasuk says, "Vatitzchak Sarah bekirba." Sarah left. Achrei v'loisi hoiseli edna v'adoyni zaken. Is it possible? Is it humanly possible I should have a child? And the Ribbono Shel Olam was very critical of that statement. And the Ribbono Shel Olam told Avram, "Lama zetzachak Sarah? How could Sarah leave? Hayipolim Hashem dava? Did Sarah not believe that I'm a kol yachal?" Strange, Sarah. Sarah should be lacking in Amuna. But it's even more puzzling. Avram turns to Sarah. I said, "Sarah, how did you laugh? How can you laugh? The Ribbono Shel Olam accused you of laughing." So Batikhache Sarah Lema, Sarah denied it. Laitzachakti, I didn't laugh. But the Ribbono Shel Olam turns and says, "No. Vayoyma loy, Sarah, kitzachak, you did laugh." So the Chafetz Chaim writes, "Ma'oid, ma'oid, kosher lahavin, it's so difficult, it's unthinkable to even suggest that Sarah was lacking in Amunah. And how do we understand the whole dialogue? Hashem says, you laugh, and Sarah said, I didn't laugh. How could this be? And the Chafetz Chaim writes, it would bother me so many years, Achehei Hashem Einai, until I understood the pshat. The Chafetz Chaim says, this is a mashal. This is a message for the door of the Ikkus of the Mashicha. There's going to be a time of Kolu Kol Hakitzim. A situation that's so desperate and so hopeless that the only alternative will be Mashiach Tzidkenu. The only way to save Klal Yisrael is when you finally see the Navi's prophecy of Pistoim Yavoy Alecholay Ha'adoyin Asher Atem Mevakshim. And the Chafetz Chaim writes there will be tzaddikim that will implore Klal Yisrael, prepare for Mashiach. Mashiach is coming. Pistoim Yavoy Alecholay is a reality. And incidentally, I saw a letter from the Chafetz Chaim, from Rav Dessler, from Rav Chatzkel, Rav Moshe Schwab, and Rav Moshe, just recently in Chelek Heisim and Ches. He quotes this pasuk and he says, Kolu Kol Hakitzim, those exact words. However, Dr. Chafetz Chaim, there's going to be Frumma Yidden with Frumma Cheshbainis, and Erlich Yidden with Erlich Cheshbainis, realistic people, honest people, and they're going to say, you mean to tell me Mashiach's coming now? With the soaring rate of intermarriage, with assimilation that has claimed 90% of our brothers and sisters, you mean to tell me Mashiach is coming? Smell the coffee. Look around. This is the door of Mashiach. I believe in a Mashiach. Oh, I believe in Mashiach, but not now. We need a major overhaul, but Mashiach can't come now. And the Chafetz Chaim writes, you know something? Mashiach is going to come anyhow. Because the Baibish the promise, Pistoim Yavai Alecholai, Ho Adoin Asher Atem Mevakshim, and that's a reality. And the Baibish is going to turn to those Frumma Yidden, those realistic Yidden, those Erlich Yidden, and he'll say, why didn't you prepare? Why didn't you answer the call of Mil Hashem Elai? Why didn't you try to put an end to the Eicha? You didn't believe in Mashiach? And the person say, I didn't believe, I believed, but I thought, it's not possible. Of course Hashem could bring Mashiach, but it just won't work, not in this tkufa. I didn't doubt Mashiach. I was realistic, Rabbi Shalom. And the Eibishter will point his accusing finger, Loi Kitzachat. I didn't ask you to make cheshbonis. I didn't ask you to be erlich. I didn't ask you to be realistic. I asked you, Hikayim Lekraf Elikecha Yisrael. And then the Chafetz Chaim writes, and Imamis describes our times. Achai v'rei, nechzi anan be'eze matzav anu nimtzayim b'yam ha'meila. Klal Yisrael toiveya b'yam shel tzaras. Kedushat ha'toyer ha'kadosh yoredes miyoyim l'yoyim v'v'nisav v'v'nisayin ha'ram bo'oysin mavil. U'mikol tzad oim demoleinu l'chaloyseinu. An accurate description of Tavshin Samach. Hador mischanach l'loy toyer ve'amuna. 90% of Yidden don't know what Shema Yisrael is. Yisoidei v'ikri toyerseinu ha'kadosha. Naseke hefka, reform, conservative, hefka, the whole toyer is hefka. Mi oideya le'ezer matzav yigir klal Yisrael. It can't get worse. And then he writes, what I heard from the Rosh Hashiva, from all the Chafetz Chaim's writings, this is his strongest wording and his most critical lashon. Al kein achai v'reyei, kol mi shenoga yiret Hashem b'libay, u'maymen d'amunah shalayim b'beviyas ha-mashiach, tzrichin anu b'chol ois lahochin et atzmeinu. We have to prepare the world to finally see that glorious picture of v'chol b'nai ha-chamudei Hashem. U'mi shalayosim leiv u'dvarim eila, yeida ba'atzmai ki b'nafshayu. And I'd rather not touch this. Va'asid liten et hadin chas v'shalom. Ki oz yizbara v'yizvada v'yizfarsem kol ish v'ish mi heichen es atzmai l'viyasoi u'vamasha heichen es atzmai. And this, I believe, is the avodas hayayim. Hikoin l'kras elikecha Yisrael. Respond in any way that we can to this horrible eicha. Whether it's learning Torah, whether it's teaching Torah, whether it's supporting Torah, whether it's spending time with children, But we have to respond to the never-ending cry of Mi Lashem Eloi. We have to respond, Eicha Ayeka, where are you? And each person, Bameshech Hananeka, in his own way, let us do something meaningful, small but meaningful, to use this most glorious proof of our history to finally see that long-awaited bracha of Echol B'nayach L'mudei Hashem, and we should see Bekarav, the nevuah that we so anxiously wait for. Pisaim yavay alecholay ha'adoin asher atem mevakshim. Thank you very much.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.